I am not beautiful, thought Toadling, and Halim's memory answered,
No, but you are interesting and sad.
You're troubled, said the eldest, rubbing her clawed fingers over the silver scar on Toadling's palm, and then, thoughtfully, across Toadling's forehead, where the kiss still lingered against her skin. There was someone in the mortal world who helped me. I left without telling him goodbye.
Was it important to tell him?
Toadling stared at her fingers, at the little webs at the base. Was it? Did it matter? He was mortal and Toadling was something else. Something betwixt and between. Something less, not more. She had no family, no people, and the little that she knew of the mortal world was 2 centuries out of date. She might be no more than a burden to him. And yet. He likes stories, and I know so many. And he says his mother is kind. Yes, she said. I think it was. Then you must go back, said the eldest, as if it were the easiest thing in the world. What? But what if I stay a little longer? He wanted me to meet his mother and maybe a Benedictine monk and a rabbi. The old monster's eyes lidded over as she smiled.
You'll outlive him, she said. By 1,000 years. We'll be here afterward. We'll always be here. You're ours, and we're yours.